To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24-7 Burglar Busting Protection, simplysafe.com/carry. When an intruder threatens your home or small business, every second counts, which is why we want you to know about the latest Simply Safe innovation called 24-7 Live Guard Protection. It's made possible by their new Smart Alarm Wireless Indoor Camera. Now, with a fast protect monitoring plan, if an intruder breaks into your place, their monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through the camera, warning them that they're being recorded and that police are on their way. It's a game changer. 24-7 Live Guard Protection and the new Smart Alarm Indoor Camera work seamlessly as part of the entire security system. Keep your whole place safe from break-ins, fires, flooding, and more. Get 20% off. 20% off any system when you sign up for the Fast Protect Monitoring Service at simplysafe.com/carry. Or as always, you can find a direct link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. Well, you've undoubtedly heard of the Pony Express, the way mail was delivered in the 1860s by riders on horseback in some of the most desolate parts of the western United States. But there are a lot of things you may not know about that elite operation. But I hope Stuff segment may tempt you to learn more if you read The Last Ride of the Pony Express, My 2,000-Mile Horseback Journey into the Old West. It's a new book by a cowboy and journalist named Will Grant, and he joins me now. Will, your first book. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that it's a book now and no longer just an idea.
Okay, let's quickly establish your cowboy credentials, since I don't think I've ever introduced anybody in the many years I've been doing this radio show with that particular moniker.
Well, I would say that my biggest credential is that after I finished college, I graduated with a degree in natural resources and immediately started training horses. And I apprenticed under a master horseman and basically spent every hour of every day on horseback that I could possibly figure out.
All right. The credentials are established. Now, you note in your book, and you know better than I do, there have been a number of books on the Pony Express, but you're the first writer to actually ride the official route from Missouri to California. Tell us about the experience, what ground it covered, and how long it took you versus how long it would take a Pony Express rider or riders to make that same route.
In 1860, when the Pony Express launched, it was a mail service between the Missouri River and Sacramento, California, and it took them 10 days to deliver the mail. I rode the trail with two horses, and it took me 142 days. So that's 5 months of riding. And so we were going at a very slow pace. And it basically, in short, the trail travels through the northeast corner of Kansas, across the breadth of Nebraska, across Wyoming, into Salt Lake City, Utah, across Utah and Nevada into California, goes over the Sierra Nevada mountains in the vicinity of Reno down into Sacramento.
Well, one reason it took you that long is because you were going slowly, because your book is not just about that ride. It's about what you experienced on that ride in today's America, which is to say, you know, I mean, Salt Lake City is a couple million people now. It wasn't then. It was just a little religious town. And you cover all kinds of issues involving loss of family farms, the use of the land, the history of the places you're at. So I want to explain to readers, and also the Pony Express guys who took 10 days, they were handing off at regular intervals to new riders and new horses. But it was still a dangerous business, wasn't it?
It was a dangerous business. That's right. Anytime you're moving fast on horseback, there's the potential for something to go wrong. So it was definitely dangerous for them. That's right.
You had a little danger yourself.
A little danger. That's right. Like anytime you're around horses, it's dangerous. But probably the most threatening thing was the presence of wild horses in Utah and Nevada, because wild horses are prone to harassing domestic horses. And so for me to be out in these very empty desert locations with my two horses, Chicken Fry and Badger, and have the wild horses harassing me was a little bit sketchy at times.
I gather that I had no idea wild horses had any interest in even hurting any domesticated horses. But you open your book that way. It's a great dramatic opening. I was surprised to learn the Pony Express only operated for 18 months. Given that everybody knows about it, I thought it went on for years.
I mean, what a feat of branding, you know? They everybody knows about the Pony Express. It's a very self-explanatory phrase. People know that they carried the mail on horseback. But that's right. It was so expensive and it was so difficult to maintain that it didn't quite operate for a full 19 months. So it was really a flash in the pan in the development of the Western United States.
I like your line, and I'm quoting from your book, "The Pony Express was the greatest display of American horsemanship to ever color the pages of a history book, based on its mileage, number of horses, and rapid execution." Very fast. We only got 10 seconds left, but I want to say one of the ads that apparently solicited riders said, "Orphans are preferred." That, I think, speaks to the danger possible, right?
That's exactly right, because if they had orphans, then there would be no next of kin to notify, theoretically.
Well, that certainly speaks to the danger that those riders faced in those days. The book is called The Last Ride of the Pony Express, My 2,000-Mile Horseback Journey into the Old West. The author is Will Grant. Pick it up, and you can find more information about him if you go to Instagram. His moniker is at Will Grant of the West, all one word, at Will Grant of the West. Will, thanks for being with us today. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.